Yeah, we as a footy club just didn't make any rash decisions after the first game, and we need to give our young list an opportunity to learn and grow on the back of that first performance. But you just mentioned Harry Mackay, and really exciting. He's kicked 4 goals, 3 last week, working incredibly hard. But we do need to remember he was drafted virtually as a 17-year-old and missed last year, so he's a bit like a first-year player. But I must admit, the amount of balls that have been kicked into his hands weekly. I remember Jason Dunstall used to say he had hundreds of balls. He's literally also getting hundreds of balls kicked into his hands. So we'll see him debut sometime this year.
Do you have a particular round in mind, or is he close, or is he? What's he thinking there about when he might commit?
Oh, we're just going to work on all the forward craft and see how strongly he builds those building blocks, and then make a decision. I'm not going to put a time frame on it. We're just going to make sure that he's got really good building blocks in forward craft underneath when he does get his opportunity.
Going in unchanged after a 43-point loss, though, does it suggest there's not that too many players knocking down the door at the end of the side?
Oh no, we've got some young depth. Polson, Fisher, Graham, Kerridge. You've mentioned Mackay, but we didn't want to make rash decisions after one game with a young side, as I'd alluded to before to Glenn. We want to give our guys an opportunity to apply their learning and grow from that first experience.
Is it a challenge, the break between round one and round two this early in the season?
Yeah, we'd like to just keep into that 7-day rhythm. I think all footballers love 7-day rhythm, but we had a few days off after the game itself, and then got into normal routine. So that's how we managed it this week. Yeah.
Have you had a chat to Dale Thomas about his form? How do you see him tracking?
Oh, I talk to every player about their form weekly. One thing I know about Dale is he's working incredibly hard, running incredibly hard. He's investing in our youngsters. Dale, like all our team, are working on our consistency from quarter to quarter.
Has the commentary around him been a little harsh, do you think?
I listen with the commentary. Dale's had it his whole career practically. So, his focus is purely on his role and listening to the feedback internally and working through it. And he's done that this week as well.
Jake Weirin can continue in front?
I think he will play where he's needed, but he was pretty impressive last week against an All-Australian defender in Rance. There's a couple of contests that a second year he'd be a Carlton supporter quite excited about. So, based on need.
Matty Cruz will have a big challenge ahead of him this week. What do you see him needing to do to help you guys at least break even in the ruck?
I think, the ruck taps are part of it, but if you look closely at data, it's all about who wins the stoppage count. So that's one part of the jigsaw, but Cruz is in pretty good form himself. His record's not too bad, so that'll be a good challenge and one both teams will be watching really closely.
The midfield, both sides, Melbourne's midfield's young and impressive as well. That's obviously going to be a huge part of the factor on Sunday.
Yeah, I think Melbourne, with Ruzzi prior to Goody, have built really good depth, gone to the draft and got good young talent in, like Viney, and built that over time. And they've just added some experience to help Jones out with Jordan Lewis, who I know well. So, they're going to be a big contest, but one our guys are really up for. We need to play tough footy against them in there.
They haven't won anything yet, Melbourne, but is there something admirable about the way they've gone about their rebuild, about the way they've gone about their sort of journey? Do you see that from as an opposition coach going, that's a good pathway? Or?
Oh, yeah, well, they've gone to the draft and built depth over time, so they're going to be sustainably strong for a while. And I think you look at, the Bulldogs over time, the Saints now are starting to challenge. They didn't try and quick fix it. They've worked hard on the contested side of the game and then added the other layers. So, you take a bit out of all teams that have gone through resets.
Is it going to be a bit weird for you seeing Jordy Lewis in Melbourne colours?
Yeah. After 12 months, I'm starting to keep my mind out of Hawthorn, but it is different watching Jordan and Sam not at Hawthorn, but fantastic that they've got a different opportunity to go and help others at other clubs, because they've been great for AFL footy in general, both of them.
Well documented what happened with Bryce Gibbs in the off-season. What sort of impact has he made through the pre-season and in the early part of this year, do you think, within the club?
Yeah, well, as I've said before, Bryce's leadership's probably grown. His demands on others on the training track and organisation, there's a lot to go on in a game of footy now, has been first class. And You saw mid in the first quarter last week when Richmond started to get away and we pegged a few back. Gibbs was right front and square to that part of the play. So in big moments in games, I think he can step up.
Just on that theme, back to Dale Thomas, talk about behind the scenes, he's copying the criticism of his on-field behaviour, but we don't get to see what goes on behind the scenes. What does he offer there? Is that a crucial part of why he's here as well?
Oh, yeah, well, you know, we've turned over this list and in the last few years, we've gone to the draft heavily. So we've got some youngsters. It's always a balance of making sure we have good experience in and around those youngsters. And he, like Murph, Gibbs, Simpson, even Docky and Cripps, who are younger, are really helping our youngsters, and it's important. And Daisy contributes in meetings. He's a 200-plus game player. He's been a premiership player. So those words of wisdom and contributions in meetings and things like that are gold for us as a footy club.
And is that why that criticism is probably somewhat really unwarranted, because we don't see that?
Listen, with all due respect, internally we don't buy into the criticism. We just worry about the way we need to go about it.
Do you get around him, though? Do you get around? Daisy's a confidence person in a lot of ways, isn't he?
Yeah, he's really resilient.
Yeah.
He's been in the game a long time. As a club, we support everybody, both on and off the field, always.
Pretty good record against the D's. Do you take a bit of confidence over the last couple of wins?
Oh, the game changes so quickly. If there's a 1% in that you've won last time and it's in the player's psychology, we'll take it. I don't know to what percent that is in the psychology, but they're now coached under Goody. They've had really good form. We need to play tough footy. We need to play tough footy.
Have you noticed many changes from Melbourne? Obviously, a pretty small sample size, but have you noticed many changes under Goodwin compared to Roos?
Oh, there's all little intricacies in the game. Us as coaches analyse it in detail, so there's always little things, but there's long lists when you start going into all the detail now. Yeah.
Where do you sit on the rush behind situation? You obviously would have seen last night, and whether there's any confusion there for your players as well?
Yeah, well, listen, in general, there's two criteria that we've coached our players around, and that's the distance you are from the goal line and the pressure you're under. And that's decisions that need to be made in and around that. And like whenever you change any rule, there's always a little bit of ironing out with all rules, I think.
Do you feel sorry for backmen sometimes? They get it more so than the other end.
I think the backmen would like the protection of the goal line. But I think it makes it exciting because the game stays in play, and that's what supporters like is scoring. So it puts pressure on all to be able to play the game and keep it alive.
You say that you need to play tough footy. Was that maybe lacking a few tackles, lacking pressure last week? Is that what it comes in that form?
Yeah, well, tough footy is all about the contested side of the game. So tackle count numbers are important. Hard ball gets are important, loose ball gets. It's all in and around the contest. It comes in many forms. It can be in the air as well. Melbourne have grown in that area. There's no doubt about that, and we need to bring pressure.
And that wasn't up to standard last week?
You're trying to put me into a position where I'm trying to debate last week. Last week, it's interesting, we got scored against on turnover a lot. So last week wasn't about how hard we were. It was about we got scored against on turnover. So one, there was a bit of ball use, and then being able to defend behind the ball when we turned it over, because that was too much.
How do you change that, the scores from turnovers in a short period of time? That's something that comes over time, do you think? But can you train for that in a week?
Yeah, you can train for it. It's all about maturing and gelling as a group. We want our players to be bold with the football, though. We don't want guys to go into the shell and hesitate on the back of turnovers. You always look at as coaches and players, was it the right decision or not? But we want to continue to be bold.